Star Wars 7x7 episode 3343. Today we're going to do a Scoundrel Business episode because there's been a couple of announcements that have happened that I think are worth discussing about The Mandalorian and about Disney Plus, and it's probably all related to the writer's strike too, I would imagine, and the actor's strike for that matter. So let's just dig in. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, let's talk about Disney Plus and DVD releases. Over 1,000 episodes ago, literally, actually, like, if we're going to be real specific, 1,063 episodes ago, I think was the most recent time that we talked about the release of any of the Star Wars series on DVD that are on Disney Plus, namely The Mandalorian, but of course there have been others since then. We had no word, like, just zero, nothing, nobody even saying, yeah, don't expect it, just radio silence about it. Well, recently that changed. We just got an announcement that both season one and season two are coming to DVD on December 12th of this year. Now, we don't have any details really about the particulars other than it will be the complete season in one set for season one and the complete season in the other set for season two. And there will be like bonus concept cards that are included. So it's a, you know, cute little extra basically. But as far as what will be on the DVDs aside from the episodes, that we don't have any information about just yet. So naturally the question becomes, why now? Why is it that they suddenly decided, hey, it's time to release DVDs of seasons one and two of The Mandalorian? And just for the record, they're also releasing DVDs for season one of Loki and the WandaVision season two. The obvious reason seems to be that it has to do with generating profits because of what's going on with the writer's strike and with the actor's strike, but that's only part of the story, and that's why we're doing this as a Scoundrel Business episode. There was a study done and announced recently by a group called Park Associates, and according to that study, they said nearly one-third of U.S. households are canceling their streaming services to save money. 29% of households. So yeah, definitely not like 26 and rounding up. No, pretty much like 30% of households. And then they also found in that study what they said is a 47% annualized churn rate. What that means is that on a given yearly basis, the streaming services that we all know and love lose 47% of their user base every year. So the idea that you would keep paying for a streaming service so that you would have access to the TV shows that you particularly like, especially when it comes to a fandom like Star Wars or like Marvel, well, it's not necessarily holding up in the face of seeing, you know, half the subscriber base disappearing on a given annual basis. And so it makes sense that if you need to replace that revenue, well, physical media is certainly one way to do it. Now, this is just a stopgap solution, but things are actually even worse for the streaming services right now, because one of the other things that this Park Associates study, you know, realizes is that the streaming services need new content in order to keep people staying subscribed on a regular basis. And since we've been talking very much about Disney and Disney Plus, because yeah, that's where our focus is basically with this podcast, that's a big issue because, as Bob Iger has said over and over again, their whole situation right now is to look at the amount of money that they are spending on new content and trying to control that, not only from the perspective of whatever we're going to put on Disney Plus, we have to do it cheaper, but also whatever we put on Disney Plus, we have to do less of it. And that's not going to work the way things are going right now. If you're losing half your subscriber base in a given year, then you have to keep the content wheel running. You have to keep that engine running. You have to keep more content flowing to the service, more new stuff. Otherwise, people are just going to cancel and wait for a while. So this is the conundrum that Bob Iger and Disney Plus and all the other streaming services for that matter find themselves in right now. On the one hand, they were like, hey, we gotta cut costs. And so maybe the whole SAG and Writers Guild strike kind of played into their hands a little bit in that they had stuff in the pipeline and they could slow things down, and that fed into what they would have wanted to do in the short term in terms of cost cutting. But for the long term, it's not gonna help on multiple levels, because it is going to drive higher subscriber churn. And the more that they keep raising prices, because this is continuing to happen as well, then they're gonna continue to lose more subscribers. It's just gonna be this vicious cycle for them. On top of which, the way that they seem to look at paying the writers and the actors is that they just don't want it to affect their own bottom lines, regardless of the fact that, you know, the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild have been putting out information showing how just minimal as a percentage of net profits the demands that they have are going to affect the bottom lines of these big media companies. And it's just, it's so strange that it's gone on for this long, but it really does seem like the studios are just going to dig their heels in. And as had been reported from, you know, anonymous studio sources, that their whole goal is to basically try to bankrupt every writer and every actor that they possibly can to make them come crawling back to the negotiating table and accept the demands that the studios have put out there. But with reporting like this about how studios are getting hit, how the streaming services are getting hit, they may not be able to last as long as they had hoped. So union strong, folks. Here's hoping that this thing ends sooner rather than later, and that the writers and actors are able to get everything that they're asking for. So there you go. That's what I've got for you on this Scoundrel Business episode of the podcast. And that's going to do it for this episode of the show. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.